بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجس أهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Allah only desires to keep away the uncleanliness from you, O people of the house, and to purify you of thorough purifying. Surah Ahzab, Ayah number 33. Bibi Fatima is one of the great personalities this ayah is revealed for. She was the greatest role model for women. She was a female created by Allah to be a symbol of His marvelous and extraordinary power. Allah created Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, among the prophets to be a sign of His might, and created from him His daughter Fatima al-Zahra to be a sign of His ability to create a female possessing all moral excellence and talent. Bibi Fatima's genius considered an example of a Muslim woman's devotion to noble traits. Bibi Fatima is famous and acknowledged as Sayyidat al-Nisa' al-Alamin, which means leader of all the women of the world for all time. Because the Prophethood of Muhammad would not have been everlasting without her. She's a perfect example of how a daughter, wife, and mother should act while keeping their decency and pure character. The Holy Prophet loved her so much that every time she used to pass by, he used to rise. As a wife, she was very devoted. She never asked Imam Ali for any materialistic things. As a mother, she cared for and brought up wonderful children. The Prophet is a perfect example for men, but he couldn't be for women. And he could not be an explanation for the verses revealed for women in the Holy Quran. Bibi Fatima alayhi salam is the perfect model. She translated every verse of the Holy Quran into action. She shows us the way of a Muslim woman's role in social fields within the limits of religion and virtue. Her life confirms that Islam does not stop a woman from acquiring scientific, cultural, and literary knowledge. Granting that they safeguard themselves from nudity, irresponsibility, setting free in such actions which bring sorrow upon them and destroy their identity. There's no possible system in this world which guards women and protects their honor and identity more than Islam does. She had been a model for daily living, for daily lives, fighting injustice and oppression, and standing on the side of truth, caring for her husband, children, and her parents. In fact, Allah has given Bibi Fatima the highest level of greatness. She is one of the prominent people close to Allah. She was called in the Quran by names of Siddiqa, the Honest, Al-Mubarakah, the Blessed One, Al-Tahira, Virtuous, Al-Zakiya, the Chaste, Al-Radiyatul Marziya, She who gratifies and who shall be satisfied, Al-Muhaddisa, a person other than the Prophet whom an angel can speak to, Al-Zahra, the Splendid, and Fatima. Now if we take the lessons from her seerah to implement it in our daily life, then we will be able to create a just society and be ambassador of Islam in this part of the world, which will be stepping stone for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, who will establish a just and welfare environment. How are we going to do this? We're going to change our generation, the upcoming generation, to be more mu'min and changing them with using the steps of Bibi Fatima. Can we please recite as well for the safety of our Imam? A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. اللهم كن لوليك حجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. May Allah keep our 12th Imam in safekeeping and make us capable of being in an army and our generation. Salaam.